thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking?
Yeah. Wait a second. We've already ruined everything.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
That's how it starts. And then we get the chickens going. Right. Anyway, this is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange, where everything is broken down. And to complicate matters worse, we've, Echo? See, that's not even working. Boop. Anyway, that was Pee Wee Creighton with Pee Wee's Wild. We heard Eddie Cleanhead Vincent with Jump and Grunt. Johnny Otis and the One-Nighter Blues, Mickey Baker with that old Devil Moon. We opened up with the Viscounts and Harlem Nocturne. And we have a virtual entertainment bonanza, or an Advil-inducing thought, depending on how you're thinking about it. We brought out some music industry slime. We brought out some guitar players. We brought out some... Marina, what do you classify yourself as? We got a lawyer out there. Oh, it's a mess, folks. Well, right now, Roscoe the Vibe Meister is here. He's on a little beer run at the moment. We got Gary Lucas, who qualified. There's a mic open there for you. Hey, that's probably not working either.
How's that?
Yeah, that's fine. Gary Lucas, formerly of the Captain Beefheart Band, currently residing at Columbia Records.
Oh, man.
Hey, we're here.
Got the two best jobs you can find, huh?
I don't know about that, man.
Where do they consume more dust? The Beefheart Band or up at Columbia?
Oh, I don't know. I think, like, Beefheart got a handful of dust. Man, there's so many people coming in here. It's hard to keep fixated on the show, but I think...
This is ridiculous. We're going to play some records and try and straighten things out, folks. We'll be back. The Isley Bros.
Stolen by my side.
wants to do. I can't help it if I do.
Long black stockings says she loves me too.
Long black stockings and a tight black sweater. Every time we touch, I love her that much better.
My guitar. I mean, like she's long. Very tall. Long black star.
This is a hit.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Give me some.
cherry, cherry pie. Na 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 na, whoa whoa. Na 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 na, cherry pie. Na 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 na. This is a hit.
Well, that's not cool. Is that echo? That's echo. Echo enough. Anyway, I think we finally got ourselves slightly tonalized. Oh, what was that? It was Rex Garvin and his Mighty Cravers with Oh Yeah. See, that doesn't sound very good. Just squeaking is what it's doing. Skip and Flip with Cherry Pie, the Versatones and Baila. Tony Butala and Long Black Stockings. We open up with the Isley Brothers and The Drag. Yeah, see, that's not happening on the echo scene. Yo. Yeah, well, we're going to we'll introduce everybody here today. We have Roscoe, the Vibe Meister. Everybody call when your name is called. Nancy, the lawyer.
Yeah, right.
Who's our special guest today? Gary Lucas, music industry guy and guitar player. Scream your name out there. Marina, fresh from Berlin and posting her picture all over the place.
Not to mention with her feet on the arms of the chair.
Yeah, in a nice, Hound's getting a little beaver shot here. Anton, today's road manager. Did I miss anybody? Ted.
I'm here to get
you all
canceled.
Good, we'll shut that mic off. Anyway, since nobody has anything to say, we can probably play some more records and try to work the echo out of it. See, that's where it's supposed to be. What's queued up? WFMU East Orange, your flagship of professionalism and the sound of Link Ray.
Where you touch it?
sweetie and honeydew.
This is a hit!
Para mi padre y arriba y arriba.
Wild Back in the States.
Yep, it's sound. WFMU East Orange. A little better on that. Anyway, that's the Jaguars with Piccadilly Rose. And if you analyze the handwriting on the back of the album, as Bob Quine did, one of those guys is a psychopath and the other one's a fag. The Sabres with La Bamba, the Fenderman, and Cuckoo. Scott Woods with Chicken Rock, opened up with Link Ray and Hidden Charms. This is just boop, not happening on the Echo screen. Yeah, let's give up on it. Anyway, we have all these people here. I'm confused. Gary Lucas, you got to...
Yeah.
You're sitting there with a little rig set up there.
A rig.
And
it's an old Strat.
A Strat, a little amp, a couple of foot pedals.
Yeah.
7 roadies.
Thank you. There's chickens in there, man.
And the chickens.
Words,
Marina brought her whole hen house with her.
I got a thing about chickens.
This is WFMU East Orange. We will admit.
It's legal.
Sort of. Yeah, sort of. We're legal so far. What are you doing with that thing? You're promoting something.
Okay, right. I'm doing a gig. It's at the Knitting Factory on Tuesday coming. Tuesday coming, June 7th. It says 9 o'clock. It's going to be actually about 9:15. And, and I'm here promoting it because it's not in the papers due to a clerical oversight by one of the factotums at the place. And I appreciate the opportunity to come here and flap my lips.
Yeah. Anyway, Gary is formerly from the Captain Beefheart band. Is where you might have seen him.
Mm. And
or maybe not. I don't know. So play something.
All right, this is going to be...
I'm going to go work on the echo.
Work on the echo. This has also got some echo going in it,
yeah,
too. All right.
Yeah, little psychedelic guitar freak out. From Gary Lucas. Anyway, getting back to working on our echo thing here. That's what we're going to do. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Italian Swiss Colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss Colony California Pale Dry Sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss Colony Pale Dry Sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will too. Now the yodel, Harvey. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss Colony wine.
The greatest.
Honey, you're gonna get there real late. You're a real big daddy and sweet and sharp and cool. Well, you're a real big daddy and sweet and sharp and cool. Well, I'm a real young chick.
that fella. Gonna take a bebop cap.
It ain't me, honey.
They offer you a soda. Ain't nothing but a trap.
No strings, baby.
I'll run with you, sweet daddy. Give me diamond ring. I take the diamonds, mister. They come without the string.
Well, I done hit the number, baby. Yes, and I'm loaded down with loot. I'll buy you mansions and furs and everything. I know it kind of like energy, baby.
Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Don't quit me, baby.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Remember this. steak.
The obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
We did get the echo working. Quite. Now watch this.
Meanwhile,
okay, WFMU East Orange, we're an hour and 4 minutes into the show, and I think we got everything working. Oh, my God. What do we hear? That was Screaming Jay Hawkins, and I hear them voices. Those immortal lines, I long so much to be the way I was before I was me. Roy Brown with Fannie Mae Got Married. Screaming Joe Neal, Don't Quit Me Baby, Piano Red and Bertha Colbert with Nobody's Fool. We opened up with Jimmy Preston and Rock the Joint. And then we heard a little noodling from Gary Lucas. Hey, Roscoe, where's the Vibe Meister? Come on in here, we're going to do the news.
We're vibing.
We got some news. You can take a newspaper, I'll take one. You can take two, and I'll take Rolling Stone.
Oh, good.
Will somebody take a shovel and cover that up, please?
That was the credit card that was bankrolled by Sears, and they're having real trouble collecting. So if you've got one of those, go ahead and wail with it. You know.
The Discover card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Discover card.
A new trial for axe killer who used rough sex defense. A notorious axe murderer who told police he hacked a young woman to death because her aggressive sexual advances has won a new trial. Marina, take note. The killer who used the same rough sex defense as Robert Chambers and Joseph Porto was convicted of murder November 7, 1985 after a two-month trial. But anything else good in here? No. But the sugar defense is good if that doesn't work.
Yeah, Twinkies.
Winfield hit for Yankee Panky. The Yankees are having a very rough week, folks.
That's some heavy-duty muckraking.
Mike Tyson's mother-in-law says baseball star gave her sex disease. Boxer champ Michael Tyson's mother-in-law claimed in a lawsuit that Yankee star Dave Winfield gave her a sexually transmitted disease.
You know what Big Dave said?
What did Big Dave say?
She's dreaming.
Well, it doesn't say which disease. What do you guys think?
It was love-itis, hon.
It was love-itis. Well, Dave's wife seems to be taking it well. On to the next story. Teen held in party line phone murder. Woman slain over $900 phone bill. You knew this was bound to happen, folks.
Stay away from those party lines.
The party line. A New Jersey teenager is being charged with killing his mother's friend in a dispute over a hefty party line telephone bill he rang up while he was living in her condominium. Franks ended up staying in the apartment with a 16-year-old girl he met through the party line he often used.
Hi, Tina.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Detectives said Mrs. Healy's body was found along Route 9 on Saturday morning. Franks was held on $350,000 bail. Blah, 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 blah. The party lines have not been as popular with parents as they have been with teenagers.
Do you have that number, Hound?
For the party line? That number is Cherry I-812. So it's been a slow news week.
Yeah.
So I went out and I went out and I bought a Rolling Stone so we can get some news.
Oh no!
Yeah, we got. Let's see what's in this silly little magazine.
It's got that three-worded guy on the front.
Terrence, is that Terrence Trent D'Arby or is that that's Whitney Houston?
He's trying to have that mass murderer appeal with the three names.
He looks like a lesbian.
A lesbian.
Well, we all missed the bachelor party for. What's this guy's name in Motley Crue?
Oh, yeah. Which one was that?
No, I don't know. He married some blonde bimbo here. I don't know, but we missed a good one, I bet. Ah. What else is that? What anything in this thing? Boy, this is really an empty magazine.
You can get your fingers really dirty.
Oh, is this one of those ones where the ink rubs off?
Yeah. Not unlike the Daily News.
Oh, here we go. Here we're getting to the good stuff now. McGee placed on probation. Doc McGee, manager of Bon Jovi and Motley Crue,
yeah.
Both ends of the mall metal spectrum there, received a maximum sentence of 5 years in jail, $15,000 fine for smuggling nearly 40,000 pounds of marijuana from Columbia to North Carolina.
Honestly, it wasn't intended to distribute. It was just the band's stash.
I believe that. It's probably true. Here's a good one. A pair of sixes. Florida man alleges he was in Motley Crue. They got this fellow here. This is Matthew Tripe is suing Motley Crue's management, Doc McGee again, and Doug Thaler.
How is that possible?
Claiming that he was hired to pose as bassist Nikki Sixx and that he wrote songs, recorded, and toured with the band. There's a picture of the fellow. I bought this Rolling Stone at Ted's store, so Ted got my $2.50, but it was worth it for this picture. This guy's a gnarly-looking fellow. You know, can you see this guy? He's the real Nikki Sixx is on the right.
Oh, wow.
On the left. Yeah. And he, there's a good part in here. I'll find it for you.
His sister?
Tripe, who makes no secret of his former association with a satanic church and has a history of incarcerations in reform schools and mental health centers, admits that he has lied before to impress people. And he claims he was fired from the band over...
musical differences?
Looking too good.
Not musical differences, but the conflict, it was combined between an armed robbery conviction he had in Florida and his insistence on writing songs that led to his, that reflected his belief in Satanism that led to his dismissal.
Ooh. It's kind of like that guy in the Oak Ridge Boys that they fired for living in a teepee.
Yeah.
Man, you can't live in a teepee, okay?
Tracy Goes Straight. The Hound 1986 Media Star of the Year, Tracy Lords, is making a new film, and not an X-rated film. It's called Not of This Earth, and it's directed by the guy who directed Chopping Mall. And Tracy Lords, if you remember, was the she was a porn star who admitted to only being 15 years old. Somebody's outside. Get the door there.
Ted.
Ah, Lord, blah, 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 blah. She doesn't look so good in this picture.
Oh, good. Poor Tracy.
So what is this Terrence Trent D'Arby guy all about?
I don't know, but...
He's got his picture all over this thing.
You know, those knots aren't really supposed to be good for your hair.
Yeah, but it saves on the King Kong hair straightener.
He said his record was better than the Beatles.
There was a noted hound in person.
No, yeah, you had a thing, and Ryan wasn't he had an even better idea, or isn't he going to be produced by Andre Williams?
I actually heard a rumor that Andre he did cut a version of Greasy Chicken that came out in Europe.
Really?
Yeah, and Andre Williams is supposedly producing a couple of cuts on the next Terrence Trent D'Arby album.
Now, if we can only get Ike Turner out of jail and
pass the biscuits, please.
Together, yeah.
Okay, noted hound impersonator Steve Earle has gotten himself in a jam. And listen, this is not good. He kicked a cop in the balls in Dallas. Not that I would ever go to Dallas myself. But
if you did.
If you're going to go around impersonating me, friend, do nice things, you know, like impress girls or something. Don't be... I have enough trouble already without the Dallas cops coming after me. I don't know. You got anything in those newspapers, Roscoe?
Just all this war on Billy.
The
know,
Billy
which,
Martin thing
is
all
totally
over the
ridiculous
news.
And rant.
The New York sports writers are calling for Billy Martin's poor, shriveled up head.
What? Don't they have anything else to do?
I don't know. You know, he kicked a little dirt on a little umpire.
He threw
so
it in the guy's
what?
Face. You know, the poor guy is upset because football has instant replay and he doesn't, you know. And it's like, if he had the instant replay, he could have said, you know, dig it. Here it is. Wasn't trapped. But, you know, Billy is a modern guy and he wants the modern technology, I think, in the back of his mind.
Pete Rose, I said.
Well.
But they painted a gag on his face on the back of the post.
Oh, that's
terrible.
Well, it's going to be bad for the Yankees. A couple of sports writers were calling for Billy to step down, and I think that's really uncalled for.
That's ridiculous. Now they got their quote in the umpires as saying it's war on Billy. The Yanks aren't going to get an inch from us. And,
yeah.
No, that's ridiculous.
Well, we're just going to have to go out and score that many more runs.
Yeah.
I guess.
The Yankee bats, those perhaps.
Big
Dave.
Yep.
He's in the game.
Do we have anything to announce?
The Paul Newman charity uproar?
What happened there?
I don't know.
Some sleazy lawyer embezzled a bunch of money from a Paul Newman charity.
Yeah, you know, all this Newman's Own microwave popcorn, Newman's Own spaghetti sauce.
You have?
No, what are you kidding?
Antone. Antone from Brooklyn. We always give Antone a choice of one record he gets to play when he comes out.
His special request
today. It's an Aerosmith song,
Aerosmith
huh?
Aerosmith cut from the Rocks album. It's dedicated to Nitro Nick Hill, who wouldn't let me play an Aerosmith cut on his record show last week. You know?
Yeah. He doesn't even like his nickname, and it's a good one.
Yeah, we
too.
Come up with a good nickname for the guy, and Nitro Nick, and he wants to call himself Nicholas.
Nicholas.
No, he's the first one called Hickory, but, you know.
Hickory Nick.
Bombs.
What's on Nick's show tomorrow? Well, we're supposed to announce
having,
that.
Like Led Zeppelin.
Nick's live music force at the Zephyrs, Cajun band with pedal steel accordion, upright bass and drums. The Bedsmen?
The Bedsmen.
Who are the Bedsmen?
They're these guys. They're like accordion guys.
Oh.
But I actually heard their tape today. I didn't hate it.
He had one of your Bedsmen
good.
On last week.
Speaking of the Devil.
Oh,
that
God.
That was all my fault.
That's
take,
really
total
sick.
Blame for the Lockhorns. Okay?
Oh, that's sick.
Was
that
the Lockhorns? Yeah, that's sick. Phil calling himself this week.
You guys will do anything. You're so sick.
So when are we going to get an Aerosmith cut?
Yeah, I guess this has gotten to the point of ridiculousness. Let me just, things to renounce. Our little friend here, Gary Lucas, will be doing some more freak out. That's at the Knitting Factory Tuesday.
There you go, Gary.
Tonight, our old pal Sammy Price will be at Telephone on 2nd Avenue between 9th and 10th Street. Evan Johns and the H-Bombs with Road Gang and the Buzzards. I like those names. Sunday at the Strip. Buckwheat Zydeco, he plays accordion and looks exactly like Buckwheat. Monday and Tuesday at the Lone Star Cafe. And one more news item, Mrs. Please don't hurt me, James Brown's wife,
Adrian.
Tried to have the charges dropped against her in court on grounds of diplomatic immunity and that her husband was the ambassador of Seoul. That's actually a true story.
Yeah, all right.
Dusted. Anyway.
That's a good one.
I believe, since we've already tuned everybody out, it's time we should vom.
Get down.
Do we vom?
Vom.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Hey.
Fat man waits his turn. So little girl. I said, a sweet little girl.
Yep, Miss Sound here. East Orange. And that was DMZ with When I Get Off. We heard our road manager Antone's choice, Aerosmith, Lick and a Promise. Of all the records made in the history of the human race, he chose that one as a special meaning.
Let me tell you something. That's the third time Aerosmith got played on the station this week, once on the Hick Hill
well,
show.
Well, they need the money, I guess.
And another time on Wild Girl show.
It's paid for the ant show. Abuse.
Well, I'm starting the 70s revival backlash right now.
Wait till Lori S. gets on the air. She's going to kick your butt.
Lori, She-Wolf of the SS.
Like Howie Pyro, if you like.
The weird Roscoe and Hodmeister with the Del Lords doing Southern Pacific live at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville.
1985,
when it was still okay to like Neil Young songs before he went and put horns on them. Manitoba's Ye Old Wild Kingdom from the Mondo New York soundtrack, which Antone is plugging away here.
That was rocking pretty
well. New York, New York.
It's really specially priced this week. It's Howard, $6.99 LP cassette, and $12.99 for the CD.
What else do we hear? We heard Iggy and the Stooges with the Search and Destroy pre-David Bowie cocaine mix. That's a. Speaking of which, Gary here, you work for CBS, right?
Yeah.
So when are they going to hire me and Roscoe to remix Raw Power for a CD?
Oh, that's a good idea. That was going to release it.
Well, we're putting on
the masters.
You can noodle.
We're going to noodle around a little bit.
You can noodle over the talking.
Okay.
You can. I think what it is, though, you know what this sound is, folks? Not that sound. That sound. It's time for the State of the Vibe Report. Roscoe, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim. Oh, excuse me. I'll tell you, Hound.
Yeah.
You know, lately, there's, you know, sometimes there's bright things, and then other times there's dark things. And this last week... $300,000. You know, so there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that, you know, to get too much too much dirt under your fingernails on the way up, and to get this, you know, this idea of standing on a pile of gold to get you closer to God, I don't know, man. But I think...
Take note, those of you who watch 30-something and like it.
But, right. But more important than this, you need to, if you're going to be that kind of, like, goal-oriented kind of person, you got to, like, look around every once in a while and gauge yourself by these simple words. Have more fun than anyone you know. I'm done.
Anyway, what else? We have some late news items that have been phoned in from the Hound research staff out there on the beat. From Lauren at Rolling Stone, it seems that that little picture of Terrence Trent D'Arby, whatever his name is, on the cover of Rolling Stone, where he looks like Whitney Houston, that wasn't his choice of a photo. They actually did take a picture of him pissing against the wall, but Jan Wenner chickened out, and that was what they were going to use on the cover of Rolling Stone. Kind of like, you know, a little Who kind of tribute, I guess.
I guess, you know.
And we got another one from R.J. Smith over at the Village Voice. Seems he was reading this article in the New York Times yesterday. I never read the Times because the folding thing just freaks me. When you're eating breakfast at a small table in the Odessa, you just can't read the New York Times. Anyway, this guy shot some cocaine into his penis. Right?
RJ?
No. It's this guy RJ was reading about.
Oh.
It's the only vein he can find, right? Probably. Shoots some coke into it. He gets an HO for 3 days. But before you go and do this, fellas, he got gangrene, lost both of his legs, his chode, and 9 fingers.
Oh, man. He can still dial the phone.
Thank you, RJ, for that one. I think we cracked up Marina.
Give me the party line.
Hello, Tina? Tina?
Anyway.
My name's not Tina.
Well, I guess that's the vibe report for the day, folks.
I guess.
Have more fun than anybody you know. But we know Marina, so we have to try harder.
Jim, you have to find me a job.
Oh, right. We have to find Charlie Records, the reissue import label, which employed Marina, was bought out by some other label. They fired her ass.
No, they didn't fire me.
What'd they do?
I don't know. I think, like, Celluloid is going to be selling in, like, New York State territory or something. So that's my territory.
You need a job, right? We're going for the sympathy angle. Well, you screwed it up.
So what's the phone number here?
266-79-NOT-NOT. Ask for Marina.
I can do anything.
And she will. Tell everybody what you're wearing, Marina.
Why don't you describe it, Jim?
Because I can't see you from here. You're standing behind the console.
How about if I do this?
Whoa. Let me tell you, Marina has advanced party skills.
She puts something in the microphone.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Well, come on.
It's plural. Fun. Well, the medallion? I don't know. The other medallions? Holy moly. Ugh.
All right.
I couldn't have said it better.
Marina wants a job. 201-266-79-NOT-NOT. Whatever you got. What's your minimum wage that you will work for?
Well, anything is negotiable.
Listen.
At least 5 Benjis. Talk to me, Roscoe.
Down at the car wash. You can play while we're doing this, Gary. You know, you can just crank it.
That's
Lucas with my late 70s revival tribute.
Gary Lucas, ladies and gentlemen. So tell us about the your days as the member of the Captain Beefheart band.
Okay, well, to me it was like running away to join the circus. You know, I came down and saw his debut gig at a little mafia club. You may remember, Jim, right on the Upper West Side called Unganos. Well, it was rumored, I don't know, they were playing Rod Stewart in the Faces when I walked in, so you figured that.
Anyway.
So, when I saw him and I said, shit, I mean, I want to join this group, if I ever, like, go professional, you know, or semi-pro, or whatever, I mean, we're all hookers one way or another.
We heard he smokes a lot of angel dust.
No, I wouldn't say that he's really, like...
A lot of angel dust.
Not a lot, but...
Depends on what your idea of.
And smoking isn't the preferred method of injection, but...
He shot up angel dust?
No,
that's impressive.
Through his eyeball.
Ooh.
For the vein in his penis. Anyway, I saw his performance and I said, I'd like to join the circus, Anuraj. And about 5 years later, I had the chance to do it. I met him and auditioned for him in a hotel room.
I guess your life kind of peaked about that moment, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, to quote my mother, right, when I informed her that I was going to play, and go to Europe and, you know, tour around with the group, her response was, the guitar, Murray, he's talking about the guitar again. So what can I tell you?
And you played right up through the last...
The last two records that he did, yeah.
And about the last gig?
The last gig, right.
And he just retired and went into the art world?
Yeah, pretty much so.
He
had... Thank you. He had the option to continue, if he chose to do so, to make another record. Richard Branson's got him, you know, by the Short and Curlies that way, if he wanted to record. It would have to be for Virgin. But as you know, like, he was very ambivalent about his relationship with that label, insofar as he used to say, like he said on stage at the Beacon, you know, and what if a little girl fell off a bicycle or rode it the wrong way and not a virgin anymore? And he thought it was a disgusting name for a record label.
Sure.
You know?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Let's go with it.
Right. Well, it's...
I think we can, yeah,
it's why I like the challenge.
We get some money, we can turn it into a treatment.
Well, you know, Branson's balloon, and they're selling little bits of it now. Also,
you know, we've been on mic so long that we've run out of echo tape. I think we should go right... Let's go into the Hillbilly Hangover mode and do a little chill out. Or was you want to jam there, Roscoe?
Yeah. Right.
Roscoe's going to pick up the guitar before we go into Hillbilly Hangover.
Here you go.
We'll need some chill after this.
Chill. So plug me in. Turn me on, good man.
You got one of them pedals, too. Is that a crybaby wah-wah? For those of you watching in black and white.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, I like that big dirty thing.
Yeah, Marina likes that big dirty thing, too.
I'm gonna steal your girlfriend when you're on. Down my street, and she was looking pretty neat. I'm gonna steal your girlfriend when you're on the road. Gonna steal your girlfriend while you're out of town. When I see your girlfriend, I just can't get my mind off of going down. Your girlfriend was coming down that street of mine. I'm gonna steal your girlfriend when you're on the road.
get a dedication for that one, Roscoe?
I don't know. I've seen a everybody's girlfriend looks pretty good to me.
Yeah. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange, and we're going in order. The Hillbilly Hangover with Bob Wills. Brain Cloudy Blues, how some of us feel this morning.
Brain is cloudy, my soul is upside down. Yeah, my brain is cloudy, my soul is upside down.
I think I know what you mean.
When I get that low-down feeling, I know the blues must be someplace around.
Oh, let's go from here.
Well, you got to treat me right. Day by day,
uh-huh.
Get out your little prayer book. Get on up on your knees and pray, 'cause you're gonna need, you're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, you're going to be sorry you treat me this way.
Get that boy, brother Junior. Get it low there, Junior. Yes, you know it's low.
Don't your home look lonesome when your lover ain't around?
That makes sense, yeah.
Now I've tried everything, baby, to get along with you. And now I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna stop crying, gonna leave you alone. If you don't think I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. You're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, you're going to be sorry. You treat me this way.
Walking down the street with my head hanging low, my bottle is empty, didn't have no dough. I got to go.
Where are you going?
I got to go.
I got to go.
I got to go and lose these mean hangover blues. Farm. I got to go.
Right around the corner.
Woo-hoo! I got to go. I got to go and lose these mean hangover blues.
Looks like Henry's got to go the way he's taking off.
I was on a spree. I thought I heard my baby calling me. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go and lose these mean hangover blues.
Here comes Don Juan with that wild fiddle of his. He's playing so wild you don't even know what he's playing.
Take you back, baby, if you drank no more. Give me my hat and show me the door. I got to go.
Where?
I got to go. I got to go and lose these mean hangover blues. to go. I had to go. I had to go and lose the main hangover blues.
Bright sunshine to do a little boogie woogie all the time to do. They had a call boogie. Had a call boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. Standing on a corner with a bottle in my hand, went up the steps and mama said, my had a call man. She done. They had a call boogie. The head of call boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. I went down to the farmers to rest about a week. The farmer's wife got to walking in her sleep. She done. Had a call boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. If your radiator leaks and your motor stands still, give her a had a call, watch her boogie up the hill. She do. The had a call boogie. The had a call boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. Standing in the shade, the rooster did the boogie while the hen laid an egg. She done. The had a call boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. The other little chickens are gathered around. They done the boogie woogie till the sun went down. They done. Had a call boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time.
Put a nickel in the jukebox and let it play, for my heart is cold with pain. Take the cork from the bottle of the warm red wine and fill my glass up again. Fill my glass to the brim till it flows on the rim, like the tears flowing this heart of mine. Then I'll say so long to the dreams that are gone on account of the warm red wine. Oh, the prison of stone with its cold iron bars is no more than a prison under mine. I'm a prisoner of drink who will never escape from the chains of the warm red wine. Oh, the wine is red, so warm and red, like the ruby it sparkles and glows. But
I paid for the wine, yeah, that warm red wine, with all of my hopes and my dreams. I know I'm not a model husband, although I'd like to be. But payday nights and painted women, they do strange things to me. But when the party's over and the good is all she sees, though I let her down, she still comes around to love what's left of me. 6 days out of seven, I work hard at doing right. But believe me, you could set your watch by me on Friday night. I'm lucky that she understands the fool that lives in me. Though I let her down, she still comes around to love what's left of me. The way that I'm living now, it's a wonder she can take it. That woman's got a heart of gold, and it's killing me to break it. I know I don't deserve her, but I'm thankful as can be. Though I let her down, she still comes around to love what's left of me. Though I let her down, she still comes around to love what's left of me.
In the world's mighty gallery of pictures hang the scenes that are painted from life. There's pictures of love and of passion, and there's pictures of peace and of strife. There hang pictures of youth and of beauty, of old age and the blushing young bride. They all hang on the wall, but the saddest of all are the pictures from life's other side. Just a picture from life. I, someone has fell by the way. A life has gone out with the tide that might have been happy someday. There's a poor old mother at home. She's watching and waiting alone, just longing to hear from a loved one so dear. It's just a picture from life's other side. The first scene is that of a gambler who had lost all his money at play. And he draws his dead mother's ring from his finger that she wore long ago on her wedding day. It's his last earthly treasure, but he stakes it. Then he bows his head that his shame he might hide. But when they lifted his head, they found he was dead. That's just a picture from life's other side. Now the last scene is that by the river, of a heartbroken mother and babe. as the harbor lights shine and they shiver on an outcast whom no one will save. And yet she was once a true woman. She was somebody's darling and pride. God help her, she leaps, for there's no one to weep. It's just a picture from life's other side.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, it's on WFMU, East Orange.
Woo!
That's sounding pretty good. With the old sorry ass himself, Hank Williams, and A Picture from Life's Other Side. We heard Jerry Lee Lewis, She Still Comes Around, To Love What's Left of Me. George Jones with The Warm Red Wine, Jesse Rogers and The Haddock All Boogie, The Maddox Brothers and Rose with Hangover Blues, and Bob Wills and The Brain Cloudy Blues. Wonder what Roscoe's doing back there. Anyway, things to announce. Sammy Price tonight at Telephone. It's on 2nd Avenue. It's sort of like a weird yuppie restaurant, but he'll be there playing piano. Bob Gaddy and Larry Dale under the Acme. Chuck Berry's at the Ritz. Evan Johns and the H-Bombs at the Strip tomorrow night. Buckwheat Zydeco Monday and Tuesday at the Lone Star Cafe. Gary Lucas Tuesday at the Knitting Factory.
Oh.
Wow, you're... some major feedback. Oh, you want to jam with the Ducks?
Yeah, all right.
We got nothing else to do. WFMU East Orange, by the way. We've accomplished a lot in these few minutes, folks. Not the least of which is our queuing up the next record.
Yeah!
But not getting it started.
Here comes the just a blowing up top. With a pretty black skirt and a long black socks. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Look at me, I'm spinning from ear to ear. Guys all around screaming, go, go, go.
watching little Lily as she steals the show. I've been crossed the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me. Just a blow at a time. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Well, look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. I'm so happy for the love that I found. Pretty little girl, she never let me down. I'm so fond of the way that she looks. I love it like something from a storybook.
You know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white shirt.
Darling, darling, oh, how I love you. Really do. But you're just, yes, won't be
true. Darling, I'm writing this letter, knowing that you ain't ever read it. But each time I write you, darling, I pen where lips can't say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words carry many that love alone can't tell. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling, please remember me. Please. Darling, what is it worse on this earth than to be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should? To me, a black day, to me, a black night. And to kiss and love and then have to fight. Oh, my darling, let me whisper sweet words of his mortality. And discuss the poverty.
Hold on a second. To whisper sweet words of
hismatology. Hismatology.
Wait a second. We got to go back on this a second.
Whisper sweet words of hismatology.
Love. And put them together.
Wait, we didn't go back far enough.
And what if you had matrimony? Oh, my child. Please hear my plea.
It's coming up here in a second, folks.
Oh, darling. Darling. Oh, how I love you. Really do. But you're just won't.
Oh, we missed it.
Be
me a black knight.
And to kiss and love. And then have to fight. Oh, my darling. Let me whisper sweet words of his mortality. And discuss.
You heard it here first, folks. His pismatology. You know, that's what Prince should call his next album. Pismatology. Anyway, next record.
welcome to violence, the word and the act. While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female, the surface shiny and silken, the body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
Every time I hug my baby, this is all I can say. My tongue got twisted, say, little baby.
To the hound. I mean the hound, the cold-blooded hound on WFMU East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Now, when I hear that music, I just can't keep still. When
Yep. It's the hand here, WFMU, East Orange. That was the Midnighters. Come on, baby, let's shake it. The Royal Jokers. I don't like you that much. The Medallions with the letter, a little lesson in pismotology. Jimmy Reed, take out some insurance on me. Mel Smith with pretty plaid skirt. This is turning into an unbelievable den of inequity here. See if you can hear that. Oh, never mind. I think what we have to do here, I'm really glad I planned this set out. WFMU East Orange, by the way, with the Swan Silvertones.
Oh, I'm singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Mama, don't have to moan.
Oh, Mama, don't you moan.
Listen to me, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Mama, don't have to moan.
Oh, Mama, don't you moan.
Pharaoh's army,
oh, Mary,
they got drowned in the sea
drowned
one day.
Sea.
But Jesus said, Mary,
oh, Mary, don't
your little sister don't have to moan,
oh,
no more.
Mother, don't you
now can I get a witness? He said, Mary,
oh, Mary, don't
Martha don't have to moan.
Oh, Martha, don't you moan.
It may be somebody
oh,
sick
oh,
today.
Mary,
if somebody here ain't got no home.
Oh, Martha,
but listen, Pharaoh's army,
oh, Mary, don't you
they got drowned in the sea
one day.
But I believe a man said, me,
oh, Mary, don't you be.
Your little sister don't have to mourn no
oh,
more.
Don't you mourn.
Now listen, if I could right now,
I
want to tell you that I surely would now.
Oh,
put your foot on the rock, children. Stand on the rock where Moses stood one day. Because Pharaoh's army, that's what the Bible said, got drowned in the sea one day. But I believe the man said, Mary. He said, Mary. He said, Mary. Trouble in the land will be all over after a while. You won't have to give up life for long no more. And maybe it could have been a little hard to hear. And I believe Jesus said I better call a little bit louder. Wish I had somebody to help me call me. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'll be a bridge over deep water if you trust in my name. I'll be a rock in the wind. Tell Martha don't have to mourn no more.
You wouldn't believe how addictive rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now, divorced, a bit burnt out and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addicted. It is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God. It's the music itself. Now, you put some different words to it, you still have the beat, you still have the music, and it still pulls a man down into his passions and his sin.
Oh, Jezebel.
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 Oh, Jezebel.
Cause Donnie got tired of your wicked ways. Well, the angels in the heaven done numbered your days. All your evil deeds. Cause Don got tired. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial.
Jezebel.
You got to go to judgment, stand the trial.
Jezebel.
You got to go to judgment, stand the trial.
My God.
starts talking. He said he's tired of the evil ways.
Well, stop, great God, stop, still and listen. Listen to the story about Jezebel. Her sin was so wicked, Jehovah got angry. Her soul went leaping and jumping into hell. Way back yonder in the olden days, John told Jezebel about her ways. Said her evil deeds had ruined the land. Repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. She got mad at John because he told her about the gospel. Told her servants to boil him in oil. But they tell me God looked from the windows of her head, spoke one word and the oil wouldn't boil. He raised his hands, creation trembled, stamped his feet and time stood still. Raised his voice, looked down and thundered, John, go do my will.
Jezebel, 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 oh Jezebel, God's done, they got tired of your wicked ways. The angels in the heaven done numbered your days, all your evil deeds, God's done, got tired. You got to go to judgment and stand your trial.
Then to tell me John moved through the power of the gospel, told Jezebel the time was nigh. On the book of life, her days were ended, her time run out and she had to die. Then to tell me God walked, his footsteps thunder, he moved his head, his eyes flashed fire. There's a handsome death come with jumping. Jehovah was angry, somebody had to die.
Jezebel, oh Jezebel, death come a leaping at Jezebel.
Then death come knocking on Jezebel's door and said,
come on, woman, ain't you ready to go? For the evil deeds, God's done got tired. You got to go to judgment and stand the trial. You got to go to judgment and stand the trial. You got to go to judgment and stand the trial. You got to go to judgment and stand the trial. You got to go to judgment and stand the trial. You got to go to judgment and stand the trial.
Then death come a leaping, she jumped into hell. Great God Almighty, I heard them tell that 9 days she lay in Jerusalem streets. Her flesh was too filthy for the dogs to eat. Oh,
Jezebel, 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 oh, Jezebel. God's done, they got tired of your wicked ways. Well, the angels in the hidden done numbered your days of the evil deeds. God's done, got tired. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial.
I told you to relax here, didn't I? Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Far Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big-time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book. That's pimping.
You got to move.
You got to move.
I know you got to move.
7 suicide gang members overpowered a 16-year-old lad and dragged him into the alley. They beat his face into a pulp, murdered him, then took a 9-inch switchblade and cut his heart out for a souvenir. The police found him dead with a huge cavity cut into his chest. A group of teenage gang members steal into a mortuary and drag away a corpse in the middle of the night. They lay it on the table in the hideout and proceed to cut the body into pieces just to see how it was put together. 2 teenage boys beat up an 87-year-old man, kill him, for no other reason than his being too feeble to get out of their way in time. Thousands of teenagers rumbling, jitterbugging, bopping, indulging in promiscuous sex, crime, and delinquency. Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing, sniffing glue to get high, drinking cough syrup for a kick, smoking marijuana for a thrill.
Well, it's a mean world to live in. You got to stay here until you die. Well, it's a mean world to live in. You got to stay here until you die. Well, I'm a murderer. Well, I'm to live here. You got to stay here until you die.
Lord, come in after me. Two white horses running side by side. Swing down, sweet chariot, Lord, and let your car ride. Why don't you
swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Lord, run me, Lord, run me, Lord. Come and ease me.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, yes, I am. We got a little thing.
You got that thing going there, Sco?
Wake up! Roscoe, friend to all Dirty Leg. Anyway, we thought we'd get a little sanctified here. Looked like we needed it here. The Staple Singers with Let Me Ride. Reverend C.J. Johnson of Atlanta with This Is a Mean World. The Five Blind Boys of Alabama, You Gotta Move. The Golden Gate Quartet with the story of Jezebel. And we open up with the Swan Silvertones and Mary, Don't You Weep. What else is going on?
Hey, Sco, get in here.
Tell us.
You look a little peaked, and you're smoking a cigarette.
Boy, sometimes
a man with a good car don't need to be justified.
Anyway, we have things to announce.
Yeah,
something to announce. Gary.
Joe Bruce's out of town, you know, like, and we missed him.
Oh, yeah, you said he'll appreciate the wedding. He's mad at you. That's why he's not here.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. Our little pal Gary Lucas here with the rig is playing at the Knitting Factory Tuesday. Sam Price pounding the pianos over at Telephone. He's been reduced to that, folks. Chuck Berry is at the Ritz. And Evan Johns and H-Bombs at... Oh, that's at the Strip. That's tomorrow night. Monday night at this really weird place in Soho, like Three Pigs and a Fat Lady or something, is a good Phil Carlson movie, Five Against the House, featuring Kim Novak, and it's got Mr. Haney from Green Acres as a juvenile delinquent and Brian Keith as a psychopathic Korean War veteran. So if you can find your way around Soho, that's worth seeing. Yeah, WFMU, East Orange, we got a few minutes left. Gloria Les is up at 6, next record.
Well, come here, baby. Just don't tell me.
Fisteris? Well, Fisterises are everywhere and come in all shapes and sizes. Big as a Grendel, tiny as a Sussman, and sometimes just middle-sized, like premises nibbling on the tees. You find them on race rundles just before the sun goes down, or on the wayside in the rain when the single fingle makes its rounds. In crowded wrinkle turns in the wee hours of the morning when no one feels very energetic and the man at the piano plays songs you haven't heard since Septumulence. The Ceres is like pretty girls named Ingeborg with silver shoefers in their hair and banjo strings, moonlight gallops of the off and on. Yeah, they laugh a lot and send funny picture postcards in the Gelfening and play canasta with the rodenstocks when the weather's bad. And sometimes Fisterises are sad and sit and mope about the Limrocks and the snurds they loved and lost, or cry big teetle-doodles and sob until you'd think their hearts would break into a million tiny grevices. Fisterises dislike alpenstons with yellow teeth who step on people's feet in crowded subways and old wet newspapers with pictures of the winning thurtle blurred and artichokes for breakfast when the bumblebugger's gone. Fisterises are laughter when the Rimron's slightly off the zelf, and tears when Shiring Bendel's sad and comes around no more. And music to your ears trancing dwindle down so you hear the dialings dropping one by one. Well, cynical people and those who've lost their faith in things they never see may curl their lips and call Fisterises a useless lot and hardly worth them mentioning. But me... Well, gee, when I go home at night feeling low and beat out and out of sorts with life and reach for my pipe and slip out of my shoes and unscrew my little wooden head, I don't know, I hear a little sound and I know my own Fisteris is there. And I lean over in my easy chair and pat its little thermothrottle and my Fisteris snarls back at me. Well, sometimes I forget that, of course, they hardly ever talk. And I say to my Fisteris, I'll get off, but we need to shit, so you never see the nurse big out shooting in the city that's got. Well, now you know how I feel about the Fisterises. But if you're confused, it's your own fault, you know. Because,
... Mexicali way. All too soon she stole my heart, took my love away. I cried, Annie Lee, she's a girl who made the hit with me. She's a girl that knocks me out. I'm in love without a doubt. She's 5'2", her eyes are brown. Sweetest little girl in the town. All the cats I know dig Annie Lee, but she's in love with me. I cried, Annie Lee, Annie Lee. She's a girl that made a hit with me. She's a girl that knocks me out. I'm in love without a doubt. We went to a dance the other night to see a rock and roll show. My Annie fell in love with the singer. Now she's gone, I know. I cried, Annie Lee, Annie Lee. She's a girl that made the hit with me. She's a girl that knocks me out. I'm in love without a doubt. Oh no,
Annie, you know, let me go. You know I love you more and more and more. No, no, don't go. Annie, don't you go.
Well, Seminole girl named Raindrop went to a thing they call the swamp pop. Started swinging her feathers around. She danced with every buck till sundown. Down in the Everglades one night, she was making eyes in the moonlight. When out of a teepee came her pop, saw everyone was doing the swamp pop. Green frogs hopping, flamingos bopping, crocs and alligators beating in a rocky. Boom ba ha wa, boom ba wa wa wa, boom ba ha wa, boom ba wa wa. Papa started doing a war dance. He didn't like the way they made a romance. Raindrop said, Daddy, don't fret, just grab a hold of Mama and I get help. Papa took a Raindrop's advice. Soon he thought the dance wasn't a real nice. Swinging in and swinging out, boom, wah, 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 he'd shout. Green frogs hopping, flamingos popping, rocks and alligators reeling and rocking. Boom, wah, wah, boom, wah, 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 boom, wah, wah, boom, wah, 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 wah. So if you're in the Everglades some night, walking with your girl in the moonlight, and you hear music that's real cool, at the Seminole Swamp Pop dance cool. Green frogs hopping, flamingos popping, crocs and alligator beating and rocking. Green frogs hopping, flamingos popping, crocs and alligator beating and rocking. Boom ba ba ba, boom ba 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 ba, boom ba ba, boom ba ba ba, boom ba ba ba, boom ba ba, boom ba ba ba.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, there's them, WFMU, East Orange. That was Bob Buster and Swamp Hop. We heard the Joker with What Is It, the Steris, Daryl Rhodes, 4 O'Clock Baby. Don and Dewey with Annie Lee, Sandman Howard opened up with Cut Mail. We made it. We're through a whole nother show. And boy, am I glad of that. I'd like to thank everybody who came down. Ted, the bookstore owner. Owner of See Here. Seven, East 7th Street between 1st and 2nd. Nancy, rock lawyer. Marina, party girl. Anton, the road manager. Gary Lucas. And Roscoe, the vibe maestro. Lori S. is up next, and until next week, this is the Hound wishing you all sweet words of his mythology. Ooh.
she pop a doodle like she did it. Yeah, she did it. She went a umma litty wow wow. She pop a doodle like she did it. Yeah, she did it. The broad daylight. Now it is time to go. I saw my girl put on the show. Oh, well, she went a ooh, 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 ooh,